Jack on?
Yeah, he's just
here.
I don't know about Brooke.
Oh boy.
She probably comes
for the rules. I don't know why she'd be here for rules. She's always welcome though, you know. Just saying.
I'm going to guess.
All right, everybody, it is 6:45. I'm going to call to order the committee of the whole. And this is in regard to council rules, discussing and kind of deciding what we discussed in previous council meetings, whether or not name and address, which our council rules do require right now, need to be given or some variation thereof. And I guess I'll turn it over to George. Any more thoughts that you had on that, George? From what we had in the last meeting, just a quick reminder.
I guess just a summary of what I had said last time. I don't believe there's any requirement under the Ohio Revised Code to allow public input. But if you do, then, you know, you got to treat everybody the same under it. You know, you can have general rules, regulations, however you want to do it. The way we have it now, you know, I mean, I believe the chair is able to put time limits on if they so desire. Other than that, if there's something that, you know, would like to be changed, let me know what it is, and I'd be happy to look at it.
So, just real quick, just so you know, that we're looking at Section M, citizen participation. Of course, has a lot of stuff in there about each council meeting. Okay, we'll get on to Part 3. Persons addressing the council. Person addressing the city council shall state their name, home address, and if applicable, their affiliation. So that's what is in question. What you want to do, Mr. Fleck, if you would.
The reason we're probably discussing this is possible scrutiny if somebody, if we're in the middle of a hot conversation, maybe. So is there any way, you still have to verify who the person is speaking, otherwise you're going to have people come up to
Sure.
Yeah. from the city, et cetera. So is there any way to do both of them?
That's the question.
Correct.
Yeah, well.
But that's why we're discussing it.
Let's get to, I think we put all these questions out there and decide that. Myron, you're next.
Thank you. If they give their name, anybody can go and Google them, find out where they live. I understand their concern, but what if we did like either what ward they're in? Instead of giving street address, we would at least I would know who's in my ward and talk to them. I mean, it's a change to us, I think. Wouldn't actually give them an address. And I do have another section I'd like to look at too, but.
All right, we'll hold on to that first for a second. Yeah. And then Eric, you were next. And then.
I agree with Myron that, you know, that they are at least from, you know, they can say they're from Slave, the city of Salina, but I think board would make it clear. And if it's something that I can talk with that public or with that person, then it would help.
Okay. All right. Mike?
Yeah, I think what we should consider is having a pre-registration. In other words, prior to the meeting, if someone wants to speak, they can sign sign a sign-in sheet with that information, and it would be, you know, entered into or could be kept with the council record. But when they come up to speak, once they register, then they're given a number, okay, and or some identification so that when we go to the audience communications, we know we'll have, you know, 10 people speaking. To us, and so when we go into audience communications, we'll know, you know, if the people in the audience, how many people are there to speak. You know, gives us an idea of how many. If we have to set time limits, or not, we can do that based on the pre-registration. Then, when they come up to speak, all they need to do is probably. It's just bring their first name or something so that we can address them by a name if we have questions or
All right, just to be clear, you're advocating then that we would have pre-registration involvement only?
Yes.
Okay, that's another idea. Okay. Eric, you're next.
I do like the pre-registration idea, but I don't know if it fixes the listing their address portion. Like, if the registration required them to list their address or not.
So still a public record.
Then it would
still
be a public record.
Well, it would still be a public record, but it wouldn't go over the air. You know, and truthfully, you know, that's where, you know, if someone comes up to speak, you know, they're going to be identified. We're a small community. Somebody's going to know them. And so if you have somebody, you know, they can find their name and address anywhere. They wouldn't even have to go, you know, to our records to look up, you know, for a public record.
One of the reasons for pre-registration also, so just pivoting a little bit under M1, so citizen participation and then specific agenda items, we were asked about having participation throughout the meeting. On the pre-registration, they could say that I would like to speak about ordinance five, and then we would know ahead of time, okay, we don't need to hear from you at the beginning.
But if you want to, want to say something about a specific ordinance, then that would, you know,
you would know that that person
would know that. I mean, to me, it would actually be better in terms of the setup, you know, for reviewing the ordinances than for reviewing the items.
Okay, again, at the last part of section one there says, at each council meeting, the agenda shall provide an opportunity for citizens to address the council on any item of interest subject to the rules of the city council. It kind of, right now, the way it is written leaves it pretty wide open of what that could be. That's subject to city council, I mean, that'd be probably more decorum than anything else.
Well, yeah, but if we have a pre-registration, we can also have them state what is the item that you want to speak on.
Up a few sentences, it says, when discussion involves an agenda item, this inquiry should be posed after the staff presentation and council questions.
Right.
So that's kind of where I was thinking maybe it could go after we're talking about an ordinance. So the ordinance gets introduced, we hear from council, we hear from public, then we continue our...
Well, would you do that at the end of all the ordinances so that they can...
I would say if we did the pre-registration, we would know
if somebody wants to speak on that ordinance.
So that pre-registration would almost fix both problems.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, then you know, if we read an ordinance, we know, and if there's nobody in the audience that wants to speak on that, you know, once we have our discussion, then we're good to go forward with it.
All right, Myron, you're next.
Thank you. Eric had brought up what I was going to speak about also. But I would like to add, though, that each council meeting, the agenda shall be provided the opportunity for citizens living within the city limits of Salina and or employee of the city of Salina. Some of our employees live outside the city, and they should have an opportunity to talk if they want. And we don't want just little Joe coming up here and talking. My opinion is we don't represent them from outside the city.
Well, yeah, but then we also have people that are associated, a topic that may come in from outside the area. That's
where you come in to do the pre-registration, whether it be you.
Right, and on the pre-registration, then they're identified as being...
Or even a week before, they know they want to come talk, they can get on the agenda. Pre-register that way.
The only thing I would contend there, Myron, would be that there's people that live just outside the city limits or within the school district that are still they're not inside the city limits.
They're still in the community.
And I know they can't vote for us, but it's still their parks and their, saying? So, yeah, I wouldn't want to be that limiting. I mean, that's just my thoughts on that. If you say that, then it only limits to citizens of Salina, like inside the city limits.
But if you pre-register like that, if someone gets up, to speak, or they're registered and it's seen that maybe they're from Fort Recovery or Coldwater or someplace,
right?
Then you can throw a question whether or not to invite them to speak or not.
And some of these people actually live in those communities, work here.
Right, that's true.
And so they have a vested interest because they do work here. So
that's true.
Things like that I think we got to consider. Any other, I guess, ideas? Because there's varying ideas to different degrees, Margaret.
The registration sounds good, but what if we have a hot issue where this place is completely completely packed. Is somebody going to look at that and verify that list before they speak?
Yeah. But we did do that.
Right.
We checked IDs and gave you a list of people that were going to speak. Yes.
I think in those cases, it's more important to have a registration.
Yeah. A couple times a year, we're going to have things like that.
And I think it was very helpful in those meetings to have it.
Then?
Yeah, it went very smooth. It's just the people that didn't live in the city, because at that time it was just the people that lived in the city could speak on those issues.
Well, it did vary. It varied depending
on the meeting.
Yeah, but I mean,
But as long as that's clear, then that it will run smooth.
It may take a while to get that idea established, but I think in the long run, it makes for more logical process in terms of addressing audience communication. Because quite honestly, we could set the rules that we don't have any audience communications. I mean,
you could, but I don't.
Oh, I'm not saying
okay.
I'm not advocating.
Make sure we're clear.
I'm just saying.
No, they haven't seen it either.
Right, but I'm just saying if we want to have a strictly business meeting where we're discussing just business, then there could be some situation where we don't want to distract audience communications. But I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that's a possibility.
Well, until we make some kind of changes, and of course we're going to bring it from committee, whatever you guys agree in committee, then happy this time. But if we do, we can always bring it to council for changes, and then we can discuss it further there. So I guess we could, in the next couple minutes here, make some recommendations. Anybody in the administration have any thoughts?
The other thing I was going to mention is, and I understand the city's line of residence, but then I also understand the Salina School District. But keep in mind, we still provide power and electric and water outside the city. And while those folks don't necessarily get a vote, they should have a voice if there's something that's impacting their residents, their neighborhood, or their business. So I do throw that out. I think it's important that we're inclusive in that.
So as far as pre-registration, we'll hold off for just a second. As far as name, address, or name, live in Salina School District, live in for recovery, or like you said, ward, what would you like for that to say in council's thoughts?
I'm okay with just in Salina. I mean, I live in Salina City Municipal.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
in or outside? Okay. So just in general, but not a specific address. Like you said, they can always, people can look it up, but we're just trying to make it where it's, I guess, inconvenient for people to have to look it up if you would.
Are you asking with regards to what people should state here or what
Correct.
Should previously be on the form that they... There's some discussion about a form also.
State here.
Okay. Okay.
When someone stands up and states it. On the form, we can certainly ask for that.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand.
A lot of people aren't going to know about pre-registration. They're going to show up here thinking it's a meeting, and then they're going to want to talk, and I think it just makes it easier if they can just announce where they're from.
Okay. And again, we can discuss this more once we bring it into ordinance form, but we just kind of have a general idea of what changes, because I think George have to make those changes, right?
Any changes would need to be, I guess any permanent changes would be, the rules would need to be amended by adoption through legislation here, through the council. The chair is able to, if there's something that's not really addressed in here, the chair is able to make a decision. I think it's subject to the majority of those present if they decide they don't like what they decide. But that's the way that we were able to impose that residency limit on one of the discussions that we didn't have on another.
So maybe I want to make a recommendation that we can move on here and just at least bring it, and then we can discuss it in a regular meeting. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll make a recommendation that administration, whoever, throws together some language for pre-registration process for the audience communication section for our meetings.
And if someone verbally, if they're not on the registration, I mean, I guess if there's time that we would have grace to actually say, hey, all right, yeah.
And we break our own rules.
But in that case, we still would want to go with just name and generally where you live.
Yeah, on the registration form. Or when they come up and talk.
When they come and talk, that's what I was saying.
Well,
or both.
I would say when they come up to talk, they should just give their name.
Okay.
So that we have somebody, so that we have
your name to communicate with.
Okay, so affiliation, not?
I would say affiliation would be a good thing, but it's not necessary with everybody. I mean, to me, there are some people that it's more important to know their affiliation because we know where they're speaking from. Because they have, let's say they have some expertise in that area, versus somebody from the community.
All right. Is that enough information to start with, at least, George?
I believe so. I was going to suggest that maybe, I know legislation does take some time to become effective, but maybe we have an effective date where we announce, especially those that are coming on a regular basis that may not be expecting it, to say, by the way, and I'm just making it up, as of December 1, there is a new process to go through, and here's what it is. And I imagine the local media would help us out if we were to make some change.
We could put a podium. If we're gonna require registration, pre-registration, a podium by the door would be good as they enter in. That way we can have it. So, all right. Mayor, good.
Is that motion to bring it to a committee meeting?
To develop the language for us to consider at another meeting.
Another committee meeting?
Right, committee meeting.
All right, so we'll bring it back to the committee.
Because if ideally it'd be nice for us to pass this to become effective with the new council on January 1st.
Can I ask a practical question? If there's anything else maybe that somebody wants changed in the rules, this might be the time to do it if we're looking to do this, since we're already doing an ordinance.
Right.
Somebody earlier mentioned there was something else they wanted to discuss, and I know we're out of time for this committee meeting.
Maybe arranging the language, as long as pre-registration is being vetted somehow, somebody looks at it before the meeting starts, or the podium's up there, if somebody looks at it and says, yeah, that's the person. Otherwise, you could go up and write anything you wanted down there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're having a hot issue, there can be a lot of people coming and going, is this person really, it'd be so easy to come in and write anything you wanted.
We'd be doing the pre-registration?
Yeah, I think if we know we're going to have a big crowd, we'd probably do like we did before, and that's once in a blue moon.
And that would cover it.
Well, yeah. Even on a small one, if we have pre-registration, there's maybe a couple of sheets or a couple names. It could be brought up to you or Mike to review, to have in case there's a question on it.
Okay. So you made a motion then to bring some of the language for them?
Yeah, and any other ideas that they would like to have reviewed for them.
Okay, we can do that. Can I get a second? Mark, Fleck? Okay. And let's do a quick roll call here.
Fleck?
Yes.
Savinsky?
Yes.
Clausen?
Yes.
Buxton?
Yes.
Lochtefeld?
Yes.
All right. 5-0, we'll bring that to a committee meeting in the near future as well. All right, we'll just go ahead and close this out at 7:02.